From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, there was another attack on one of the country's most sacred Shiite shrines. Bomb blasts brought down the two minarets of the Askariya Mosque in Samarra, north of Baghdad. A similar attack on the mosque 16 months ago touched off a wave of sectarian violence between Shiites and Sunnis that has left thousands of Iraqis dead. NPR's Jamie Tarabay joins us now on the line from Baghdad. And Jamie, this mosque has been under tight security since last year's attack. So do we know how the bombers were able to carry out today's attack?
That's really the question that everyone here has been asking. It was supposed to have been very heavily protected. The American military says that there were facilities protection service guards there. We understand that there were also local Sunni guards, and that there was at one point supposed to be a change in shift by Interior Ministry police commandos. We've heard so many different accounts of what happened. One of the reports was that there was a changing of the guard, and while this changing of shift had was going on, the insurgents were able to get in and plant the explosives. But there is no confirmation. There are no real details on what exactly happened there.
But just to clarify, of the various people who it is said were guarding the mosque, none were American forces.
That's right. The American military spokesman told reporters here today that the American forces respect the sanctity of the holy shrines, and they weren't there at the location, nor were they in the outlying areas around the shrine. They keep a very good distance away, as they do with the other sacred Shiite shrines in the country.
Well, what's been the reaction today from the Iraqi government to this latest attack on the mosque?
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki went live on national television, and he laid the blame squarely on al-Qaeda and the people still loyal to Saddam Hussein. He said that the people behind this attack were hoping to galvanize Sunnis who were beginning to break off from al-Qaeda-linked groups and reunite and fight together against the Shiites. He's imposed an indefinite curfew, which began at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and he's also requested additional Iraqi security forces go to Samarra to secure the area. He's called for an investigation into how this could have happened. He said the people who were supposed to be guarding the shrine have been arrested and were being questioned.
And what are Iraqis hearing from Shiite religious and political leaders today?
The religious leaders have all called for calm, and they've all called for restraint. But Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical anti-American Shiite cleric, has also called for 3 days of mourning. And we understand that there will be a demonstration in Sadr city, the Baghdad slum where he has a lot of support. Sadr has repeatedly demanded the government allow his people to go to Samarra to protect the shrine and to rebuild it. And he has again repeated that call.
Jamie, I want you to give us some background about the Askariya Mosque in Samarra and why it's been the target for two such dramatic attacks.
Well, it is the home to the tombs of two of the 12 of Shia Islam's most revered saints. They call them imams. The 10th and the 11th imams are both buried there. And it is also believed to be the place where the 12th imam, al-Mahdi, disappeared. Shiites believe that he will come back one day and rid the world of tyranny and injustice. But when this shrine was bombed last year, Shiites called it their September 11. That's how strongly it affected them. And now to have the shrine completely destroyed, the minarets are gone, the dome is gone, this is something that has really, really affected just the mood. The change of the mood here in Baghdad has been so tangible. The tension has just gone through the roof. I mean, just as this curfew was coming into effect, we heard gun battles outside. Ministerial convoys began shooting at each other. People are tense, and there's already been a violent reaction. At least one Sunni mosque in Baghdad has been set on fire. Everyone is just bracing themselves for a very violent backlash.
Well, Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jamie Tarabay in Baghdad.